Okay, welcome to the first ever Mining Boss 101 class, otherwise known as So You Want to Run a Daycare. Setting up a mining fleet isn't really that hard. Pretty much what you gotta do is just find a whole bunch of people that want to mine and then lead them somewhere. Your main issue is going to be, first of all, positions in the fleet. When you start a mining fleet, most people ask in the mining chats, in industry or in lieu operations, M up for a mining fleet, which pretty much means type an M and you're invited into the fleet. From that on out, you'll be giving out fleet invitations, which pretty much means you right-click on the person's name and invite them into the fleet. From then on out, you are entirely in charge of the fleet, which isn't too difficult. Your main issue is going to be positions in the fleet. Your first thing you want to do is ask for who has leadership skills. The people with the highest leadership skills will be given squad leadership role, squad commander. Next up from that is going to be wing commander. The people with wing commander skills will be given, obviously, wing commander positions. If you're going to have an orca in the fleet, the orca should be at the highest level, most likely wing commander. Most fleets will not be large enough to hold a fleet commander, which means you have several wing commanders and maybe a dozen squads. Never seen one that large. So you're going to mainly stick with wing commander and two squad commanders. Now, I'm going to cover the orca issue in just a little bit here. First, let's stick with your fleet. The main reason we want people in leadership roles to have leadership skills is for bonuses. When an orca is in the fleet, their main job is not just to hold ore, it's to provide bonuses to all the miners. They'll most likely be providing you with a range bonus, which gives you up to 15% longer range on your mining lasers. They're also going to be giving you a time bonus, so you're going to have less cycling time on your lasers. All this essentially means is you'll be able to shoot farther and get more ore faster. Another bonus the orca provides is you don't have to shoot out a jet can when you're full. You can dump all your mined ore directly into the orca. Now that also raises the question of what's the orca going to do when it gets all that ore. Now the orca has three holds that can hold its ore. It has its main cargo hold. It has what's called the corporate holds or corporate bay, and also has a separate ore hold. That only holds ore. You can't put anything else in it, not even exotic dancers. That gives you somewhere between 150 to 200,000 K of M3, which is a nice haul. Excuse me. Something else you're probably going to need in the fleet, if you have an orca, is you're going to need a hauler. Iterons, mammoths, maybe a dozen little badgers running around will definitely do your job for you. Or you can have the orca just drop off the ore and haul itself. Now, the only problem with that is when it's in warp or when it's in station, you lose your bonuses. So if you have a large enough fleet, it's good to have a separate hauler. The drawback here is, of course, you have to pay them. Can't seem to find anyone who wants to haul for free. I can't understand why. But once you have a good fleet set up, you have all your bonuses set up, you have what everyone wants and where they want to be set up. The next question is, how are you going to record all their names? And how are you going to record all their titles? And how are you going to divvy up the share if you decide to pay them? Now, I just posted into the class chat a link to a Google Doc for Jen's beautiful, lovingly made mining spreadsheet. And a big thank you to Jen for letting me use this as an example. All right, on the left-hand side, you're going to see a list of miners. Of course, there's no miners in it right now. This is where you would enter names and their start times. The way this is set up is that it will automatically calculate the time worked and then calculate their shares based on how long they've been working. There's a lot of spreadsheets out there, and there's a lot of other applications out there, and you probably heard Genevieve and me talking about, arguing about Mining Buddy. That's a completely separate issue and won't be discussed in this class. Another thing that you're going to need to keep an eye on. There's going to be people who don't want money. They don't want the ISK. They want their mining for the minerals. So you're going to see people who, instead of selling it, they want their share in Tritanium. And I didn't look closely enough at your sheet, Jen. I imagine you have that option in here. Alright, the last thing to prepare for before you even leave is rats. Every belt has rats. Every belt's going to have rats. If you're mining in HiSec, rats are barely a concern at all. You need just a few hobgoblins, or maybe a few warriors, just a few drones to knock off some of these HiSec rats. They won't even hurt you, but you have to take care of them. Now, if you're mining in low sec, and if you're mining in null sec, that's a completely different issue, and we will be discussing that later. Now, once you're ready to go on your lovely little mining operation, you need to find yourself a belt. Now, of course, all you got to do is right-click and open space, and there's a whole list of belts right there under your mouse clicks. The main issue here is properly bookmarking a good spot in the belt, and this is what I want to discuss right now. As you should be doing this before you even go out in a fleet. What you're going to want to do is take your mining ship, or take a little badger, or take a bantam, head out to the belt. Find yourself a nice spot in the belt. Now, the spot you're going to be looking for is the spot in the belt that is closest to each and every last roid. You want to be able to get the most rocks at one time. Now, most likely, a belt's going to be, one side of the belt's going to be out of range from the other side of the belt. So you're going to want to look for a place where you can start with one side and then work your way over to the other side of the belt without major disruptions to the miners. What you're looking for is lasers on at the most time. So what you don't want to do is mine out one section, everyone stops, you go to the other section, and then you start again. This method is called slow boating. So very slowly, you're going to start moving from one side of the belt to the other until everything is gone. Because that is the goal, to the complete eradication of rocks in the system. Several questions have come up on what to mine. There's been a lot of discussions about, oh, maybe we should just leave this rock alone because it's not selling that well right now. I can't see why doing that. Maybe it's the OCD, retentive part of me, but that little lonely rock needs to be destroyed and we need to take it. Besides, it's all going to the same place. It's all going to heck. It's all getting sold. So even if you're making not as much, you're still making something on it. So I would just say, suck it up, take it all, and leave the belt cleaner than you found it. Now, I have talked mostly about mining with an orca. But there is also jet can mining. Jet can mining is basically, essentially, you take a mining fleet out, and instead of having a nice, lovely orca with you to drop your ore into, you just eject it into space in a jettison can. And we've all done it. We've all dropped cans, and we've had a little badger flying around, picking up what they can and running it back and forth. And there's nothing wrong with that. The main issue with jet can mining is can flippers and suicide gankers. Someone's bound to fly around, take your ore, and then run away. Now, they're not going to do it just because they want your ore. They're going to do it because they want you angry enough to actually try and attack them. They want the aggression timer on there so they can gank your ship. If they get that aggression timer, that means no Concord. That means they're there to kill you, and they can take their sweet time to do it. So I definitely don't recommend jet canning. Although it is valid and it is perfectly normal. Alright, now that you have all this under your belt and you want to start heading out to the belts, you got yourself bookmarked. You bookmark perfect spots in every belt. Now how do you get there? You are the only one who has that bookmark. So that means you're the only one who can jump to that bookmark. Here's an easy way to get around that. You should be, or someone who has the bookmark, should be the first person to jump out. If you let that person jump out, make sure they're in position. The rest of the fleet can then align to that belt, and they can all warp to that member as a group, and they'll all be in the exact same position, ready to go, without any slow boating necessary. Now, there's been plenty of times where I haven't even bothered to go around in the system and do any scouting or any bookmarking. During those times, during those impromptu runs, I ask for a volunteer. Can I get someone who's gone through and seen the belts, just hop around, find us a good next belt? Because generally, you're going to deplete the belt, and you're going to want somewhere else to go because you're going to still be hungry. So once that person's in sight of a nice belt and they're in position, they're going to give a call. They're going to say, warp to me when ready. And once you finish eating whatever rock it is you're working on, you're going to warp to them, and you're going to start over. Usually that's going to leave the orca or the hauler behind to clean up whatever's left, and then they'll join you once they're done. Don't worry about dropping cans until the orca or the hauler arrives. You should be okay. Now get that again. I said sure, should. Who knows how many gankers are out there. Now, where are you going to take this ore? Who's going to be doing this? And who's going to be doing the refining? That's something you need to concentrate on before you start hauling. Now, if you, as a mining boss, do not have enough skills to get a perfect refine, or someone in your fleet does not have enough skills to get a perfect refine, you will find in the forums a list of Uni members that do have perfect refine, willing to refine for you for free. You just have to ask them beforehand, create a nice little contract, send them over to them. Now, most are going to be located in either for instance, Robo, our esteemed mining manager, has perfect refine in MMC, Mimitar Mining Corporation. So if let's say he's going to be refining for you. So you need to haul to the nearest MMC, preferably one with a 50% refine shop. But that's between you and the refiner as to where he wants it to go. For instance, I have almost perfect refined for CBT, the Keldari Business Tribunal. And so if I were refining, I'd ask you to take it there. A little minor thing. When you're hauling ore, make sure that there is no ore sitting in your hold at the station. Because I don't know how many times I've lost a few hundred thousand M3 of my stores of scordite or tritanium because I forgot it was in there and just dropped it into the collective pool of ore. And those people who've been in my fleets, you're welcome for the bonus. All right, I'm going to take a few moments to try and get some water onto my burning throat. At this moment, does anyone have any questions? All right, no questions, so I didn't disturb anyone's nap. Okay. The best place to grind CBT standing is Liebold. There's level 1s and 2 in Liebold, then you can move directly to Aldrat at the CBT here for level 3s. Ah, yes, you're right, there's a level 3 in Liebold as well. Okay, let's move on. Ending a mining fleet is a lot like moving between belts. It's mopping up, it's transferring your ore, and it's recording your end times. Once the belt is done and you guys decide time's up, or I'm tired, or I'm falling over, or I actually need dinner, or my wife is about to hit me. We need to finish the op. So essentially, what you're going to do is you're going to make sure that all the order is properly transferred over to you. Now, there's two ways to do this. The person is going to either create a contract in station to you with all the ore, or if you're both in the station at the same time, you guys can actively trade by right-clicking on the person's name in the station and selecting, I believe it's trade. There was a question asked in chat, how do you record people that drop and rejoin? What I would do normally is I would record their end time, and then I would start a new start time for them. So essentially, they would just be like a new person has joined. Or in Jen's mining sheet that I've shared, she has what's called a dock time section. So you can record their time that they weren't actually mining and will be out of the share for that. You're going to find that's different for every sheet. So keep an eye out on the spreadsheets. There are several dozen out there floating around, so keep an eye out for that. Alright, so now you have all the ore transferred to where it needs to go. You have all the end times recorded. Everyone is split up. You're left all by your lonesome with a pile of ore and a bunch of end times. Now this is, of course, assuming you're the refiner. First thing you do is you're going to refine that ore. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to haul that ore, which is, of course, the most fun part of being a mining boss. Generally, I don't worry about who has a few more cents than the other place. I take everything to heck, and I sell it. And if you want a quick turnaround, it's probably the best idea to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting at it for weeks with sell orders, and the price is going to be fluctuating, and you're never going to be able to keep track of all of it. Just go there, sell it all one big heap, and then distribute the cash. So once everything's sold, and all the refined units are entered into your mining sheet, everything's broken down. The mining sheet's going to do it all for you. It's going to break it down into how many units you refine, how much has been sold for, and how much every person gets. Now here's a little trick to speed up your distribution of the cash, unless you plan on just keeping it and screwing it over. Select the list of names, copy and paste it into your notepad in the game. From the notepad, you're going to double-click that everyone's name, and then right-click and auto-link that. That way, you're going to have a list of auto-linked names, so all you have to do is right-click and choose Give Money. Then you can then copy and paste the amount that you're giving them, and then just pay them. It's going to save you a lot of time, trust me. Also, it's a good idea to give a description of why you're giving them money. I've had people actually come back to me, kind of on me, and say, hey, you just gave me this money. Yes, I did. And you don't remember why, do you? We just had this mining fleet 2 days ago. Oh, okay, yeah. let them know why. All right, is there any questions on ending the mining fleet? I went over that a little fast. Okay, moving on. Now, if you're going to be ending up mining in LoSEC or NullSEC, it's going to be similar, except for several minor issues. Don't be lazy. Don't go AFK. Have an escort. With HiSEC mining, you get to lay back, chew up a few rats, nom a few rocks, and you're good to go. If you're in LoSEC and NullSEC, the idea is to get in, get your stuff, and get out as quickly as possible. The longer you're in, the higher your chances of getting ganked. Also, get yourself an escort. Yes, you have to pay them. They're like haulers with guns. There's been a lot of talk recently about the values of the LoSEC ores and their minerals, that it actually does not work out to as high a profit as everyone keeps saying. I honestly haven't done the numbers, so I can't tell you if that's true or not. But it is something to keep in mind, especially because you have a bunch of escorts out there. All they're doing is to protect your nice, shiny T2 Hulk. Now, the same thing goes for wormhole operations. Treat wormhole operations just like a LoSEC or NullSEC operation. But the only drawback is that your wormhole is going to close on you. You got to find another one to get back out of. All right, now a lot of the issues that you're going to find... Sorry, a lot of the issues that you're going to find in all of your mining operations, be it HiSEC, LoSEC, NullSEC, or Wormhole, is managing your users, managing the miners. There was a question that, do we do wormhole mining in Corp? We do not really do official wormhole mining ops in Corp. There are several users, several unionistas that will do wormhole mining ops. Not official runs. You'll find them either in industry or in Lou operations. Gen Lou used to do them all the time. But now he's stuck in the Star Trek Online. Okay, most of the minor issues, like daycare, or where to refine to, or where to haul your minerals to, that is all going to be up to you. All I've given you is just a lovely little guideline as to what I feel are best practices. So it is completely up to you as the boss as to what you want to do. A few recommendations. You're going to find miners that don't like staying with the crowd. They're actually going to go off to the other side of the belt, drop a can, and just start mining. Yes, thank you, Asnami. Emo miners. As mining boss, you have the absolute right to kick them if you want. If they don't want to listen to orders, they shouldn't be there. As the fleet commander, or mining boss, or daycare manager, you are in charge. Don't let them do what they want. Everything's going to fall apart quickly, and it's all going to go to hell. Okay, I think I've covered most of everything, at least that was on my syllabus. Are there any questions, or comments, or queries, or posers? Okay, a good question I was asked. Bits for mining fleets. A good idea for a mining ship is to tank your mining ship. One of the main things that you're going to want is you're going to want an invulnerability field. Even if it's just a field one, it was just a simple tech one field. For the simple reason that if a suicide ganger comes along and you turn on that invuln field and that shimmery field opens up around your ship, it's like having one of those, this house is alarmed by Security Corporation sticker on your front door. The only difference is, this one works. They're going to see that shimmery field, and they're going to look at it and say, oh, he's tanked. This isn't going to be as quick and easy as I thought. And then they're going to go hit the other guy next to you. But tanking is necessary for wormhole, for low sec, for null sec, and for high sec. Make sure you're tanked. If anyone was paying attention during Hulkageddon and they looked at the kill boards, almost all the Hulks had very little tanking on them. And they're very lucky I didn't make the mining manager, because I would have shot at anyone who didn't have proper tanking. Just for fun, really. Okay, the next question is, what skills are needed for the boss? What do you need to be the boss? Now, technically, you don't really need skills to be the mining boss. But it would be good to have someone in the fleet who does have the skills. For instance, if you're having a crew larger than 10 people, you need two squads. That means you need two people with leadership too, so they can run a squad. And you're also going to need someone with wing commander too, so they can command the squads. Your second issue is you're going to need someone who has the skills for an orca. Now, I'm not going to go through all the skills that are necessary for an orca. You can check that out in Evemon or in EFT. There's a lot of skills there. But if you're planning on being a mining boss, an orca is a very good thing to shoot for. You can also use it as a hauler. You can use it as a freighter. You can... It makes a great paperweight. But I use my orca for everything. You could also... It also has a fitting service, so if people want to change out on the fly, on the mining fleet, they can go ahead and do that. A few recommendations. Make sure that the person who's flying the orca has properly configured the orca. The easiest thing to do, right-click on the orca, choose configure ship, and there's one checkbox, one itty-bitty little checkbox. Just check it, and they're done. The only problem is, every time they go into a station and come back out, they have to redo it. But once they do that, it makes it simple enough for miners to drop ore. Because every time someone says, what tab do you drop in? You drop in the student tab. I'm not in your corp. All right. Second from the left on the row of four. It says I'm not allowed. No, you are allowed. It says you're not allowed to see it. Configure your orca. You're going to see a lot less issues and a lot less complaints. One thing I didn't go over is ice mining. Ice mining is essentially the exact same thing as roid mining, only there's much more instance for napping. They call it AFK mining because the cycle times of your lasers are so long that you're literally sitting there doing nothing for just to get one unit of ice. I believe the standard time is like 60 seconds for a cycle. Now granted, that one unit of ice is 1000 M3, but still. But essentially treat it just as the same. Get yourself tanked. An orca, and you're good to go. There's a lot of money in ice mining, especially when it's properly broken down. And you guys are absolutely right. 600 seconds without bonuses, 240 seconds with orca support and high skills. So orca support is extremely helpful in a mining fleet, whether or not you like it or not. Okay, are there any more questions? How high standards do you need for perfect refine? 6.67. Vipress, you are correct. 6.67 gets you zero taxes. Now, that does not mean it has to be 6.67 with that corporation. You can have 6.67 with the faction. So if you're 6.67 with Caldari, it doesn't matter what your standing is with Caldari Business Tribunal. You still get the zero tax. Now, Jen just talked of refining yield calculation. If you ever plan on calculating your yield, or if you ever plan on designing your own yield spreadsheet, copy that, store it somewhere. That is the math required for proper refining yield calculations. Because I don't care what station you're at, I don't care what the refinery says, it is possible to go over 100% in your yield. I think 110% is the topmost if you have perfect refine and zero tax. Why does it say 99.5% when I know I have 100%? It's a bug. It's an error in their math. Essentially, you are getting 100%. Jen says, actually, it's maxed out at 100%. I can't get any more. It used to be you were able to get over 100%. Did they nerf it? If they nerfed it, that's terrible. But it used to be you were able to get over 100%. So right now, let's just assume you're getting 100%. Are there any more questions? All right. After Retriever, should you go for Coveter or Hulk? That is more up to personal choice than up to anything else. I personally go straight for the Hulk. The Coveter is just kind of a Hulk light. You get the better drone bay with the Hulk. You get the better cargo space with the Hulk. Of course, it's expensive as hell. It's supposed to be, but it's the top of the line. Go straight for it. Next question, cargo expanders or mining upgrades? If you're solo mining or if you're jet can mining, do cargo expanders. So you have the cargo to hold on to that ore. If you're mining with an Orca, mining upgrades. Because you don't have to worry as much about holding on to the ore. You can drop it in every cycle, in the Orca, every cycle if you want. The mining upgrades get you a faster cycle time, so more ore. Are there any other questions? The Coveter is on the way to a Hulk, but it is an investment you probably don't need to make. If you're willing to essentially waste the money for a Coveter that you're not going to use after you get the Hulk, hey, that's up to you. I mean, my Retriever has been collecting dust since I got the Hulk. It's been pointed out that I should mention the industry channel, industry.com E-Uni. That is our channel. That is where us miners hang out. His secondary is Lou Operations. Now, it hasn't mentioned that Lou Operations has been dead lately. That is because Jen Liu has become addicted to Star Trek Online. But he'll be back. I'm sure it is. I'm sure he will. He's been here for years. Someone mentioned the E-Uni Loaner Fleet. Yes, that is a very good system to use. They have their own fleet of hulks, culverters, retrievers. They even have badgers and bantams and rifters. Oh my. They have all the mining upgrades. They have the mining lasers. They have the strip miners. You can secure yourself a nice, lovely mining ship for 2 weeks. For instance, if you have the skills but not the money for a retriever, loan a retriever. Get yourself a nice, lovely little retriever. You'll have the cash for your own ready in no time. Same thing with the Hulk, same thing with the Procure, same thing with the Coveter. If you want a Coveter. You don't want a Coveter. These aren't the Coveters you want. All right, are there any more questions before I use a Jedi mind trick on all of you? Okay, if there are no more questions, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this class. Hope I didn't too much sound like an idiot or share too much of my coughing online. If someone had recorded the class, if they could possibly upload it to the servers in the forum, not exactly sure the steps for that. You have to check the forums.